Chapter 2. The badger did not stop running until it was broad daylight, cold and crystal clear. He halted in a small clearing at the forest edge. Scarlet fluttered to one side as the hefty young badger threw himself down in the snow and lay panting, tongue lolling, as steam rose from his thick coat. After a while, he sat up, cramming pawfuls of the cooling snow into his mouth and gulping them down. Scarlet hopped about, testing his wings with short swoops, noting gratefully that his pinions were undamaged. Glad to be alive, he shook his plumage and spread his wings.
Hee! Rest, friend, then we go far away,
he cried. The badger stood and picked up his club.
You go where you want. When I've rested and found something to eat, I'm going back there to slay that vermin, Swart Sixclaw.
The young kestrel took flight and wheeled round the badger's head, his wings brushing his friend's gold-striped muzzle.
Hikir!
He cried.
Then you're a dead beast, my friend. Swart is too many vermin. You will surely be slain.
The badger clenched his jaws as his body trembled with rage.
For many seasons that ferret held me slave, dragging me around, hobbled and muzzled, starving, beating, making fun of me. Scumtripe. That was his name for me. Scumtripe. I'll make him repeat my name 10 score times before I slay him with this club. But what is my name?
Whirling his club, the badger charged the dead elm stump and struck the rotting wood a mighty blow. Whoomph! A hole appeared in the elm stump as Scarlet shrieked out.
Green! Look! Food!
Hazelnuts, chestnuts and acorns poured out onto the snow, the forgotten cache of some careless squirrel. Anger was momentarily forgotten as the two friends laughed aloud at their good fortune and fell upon the life-giving treasure. Sitting on the stump, the badger cracked shells in his strong teeth and placed the nuts before his friend. Soon they were both crunching and munching. The kestrel spoke around a beakful of chestnuts.
I'm Scarlet. I was alone, but you saved my life. Now I'm with you. Where come you from, friend?
Scratching his golden stripe, the badger chewed thoughtfully.
I'm not sure. I think I had a mother, Bella or Bellen or something. It's hard to remember. I must have been very young. Boar the Fighter. That's a name I recall. Maybe he was my father or my grandsire. I'm not certain. Sometimes I dream about home. Or maybe it's my imagination, but it feels nice. Then there's the mountain. Was that my home? It's all very mixed up. But Swart Sixclaw, I won't forget him.
The young badger looked quizzically at his friend, the kestrel.
Maybe Swart was right. Perhaps my name is Scumtripe. He gave me that name. What do you think my name should be, friend Scarlet?